KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, in sports last night, the Atlantic girls basketball team came up short in a seesaw affair with Harlan Thursday afternoon, a 56-51 final. That game was full of big runs by both teams, and the Cyclones were able to make just a couple more plays in the final minutes to edge out that win. Atlantic started the game poorly with little offense and too many turnovers and found themselves down 12-6 at the end of the first quarter. Atlantic stepped up their defensive pressure and the offense ramped up in the second as they outscored the Cyclones 24-14 in the second quarter to take the halftime lead. Haley Rasmussen led that offensive barrage with 14 of her game-high 18 points in that second quarter. The third quarter was all runs. The Cyclones opened the half with an 8-0 run to take back the lead. Atlantic answered with an 11-point rally. Harlan then ripped off seven straight and the game was tied at 41. Atlantic scored the last four of the quarter and led 45-41 after three. Now, the fourth quarter finally saw the team start to trade buckets down the stretch. It was tied at 51 for a long while before Anna Ahrenholtz scored on a third chance opportunity to give the Cyclones the lead and eventually the win. A free throw from Jocelyn Cheek gave Harlan a three-point lead with under a half minute to play, and Chloe Hansen sealed the game with a steal and a layup in the final seconds. Atlantic head coach Dan Vargason said the Atlantic girls just didn't finish their chances inside at the end.
But, you know, at the end of the game, they were able to make the shots in the lane, and we didn't. You know, that was the difference. You know, we shot free throws well. We took care of the ball for the most part. We just didn't finish in the lane.
Coach Vargason was proud of the way the team turned around the game in the second quarter and took better care of the ball.
We didn't beat ourselves, and that's what our goal was. We didn't want to lose games. We wanted to get beat or win. You know, that's kind of been our mantra. At the beginning of the season, we gave some games away, too many turnovers. But the end of the second half, you know, we've really decided that we're going to value the ball better. We're going to compete, and we're going to make teams beat us, or we're going to win the game.
Atlantic had 15 points from Mackenzie Waters to go along with Rasmussen's 18. Atlantic ends their regular season with a 4-17 record, and they'll be traveling to Shenandoah for their 3A regional first round game tomorrow night. We'll have that game here on KJAN. We'll be on the air about 6:50. It's a 7 o'clock tip off. Harlan was led by 16 points from Jocelyn Cheek and 13 each from Macy Linen and Anna Ahrenholtz. They close their regular season with a 5-15 mark, and they'll have their first round class 4A regional quarterfinal game at Glenwood on February 13th. Also in the Hawkeye 10 last night, a girls' regular season play, Creston beat Clarinda 65-29. In tournament play last night on the girls' side, in Class 1A Region 7, Griswold beat East Mills 28-17, Fremont Mills over Orient Maxburg 59-24, Baxter beat Grandview Christian 44-31, Class 1A Region 8, West Harrison beat Heartland Christian 66-39. Also in 1A Region 6, Diagonal beat Essex 53-30, Murray over Stanton 44-43, Southeast Warren beat East Union 49-33, Bedford over South Page 57-27. Also in boys regular season play last night from the Hawkeye 10, Creston beat Clarinda 51-44, Abe Lincoln over St. Albert 67-40. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Bedford beat Nottoway Valley 79-70. Also East Mills over Woodbine 55-51 last night. There were some postponements last night due to the weather conditions around the area in girls Class 1A regional basketball. Class 1A Region 7, Coon Rapids Bayard at Audubon. That's been pushed back to tonight at 7 o'clock. Peyton Sherdan at Ankeny Christian Academy also is at 7 o'clock tonight. Class 1A Region 8 games that have been rescheduled. Riverside at Arweva has been postponed, and that'll be on Saturday at 1 o'clock. Woodbine will play at Glidden-Ralston tonight at 7, while Whiting will play at Booyer Valley at 6 o'clock Saturday evening. Also in Class 1A Region 6, Lennox will host Mormon Trail Saturday night at 7 o'clock, and East Union at Southeast Warren. Well, that was played last night. Well, Jordan Bohannon came up big at crunch time for Iowa. Bohannon scored the last 11 points for the 20th-ranked Hawkeyes and finished with 25 in a 77-72 win at Indiana.
I'm really confident with the ball, especially in the positions, getting me to the free throw line, and able to just run the offense late game and just make some smart reads, and the guys did a really good job of finding me.
Two late three-pointers in that opening half got Bohannon started.
I knew my offense was going to come sooner or later, and Joe found me in transition. Connor, when he came in, he found me in transition. I was able to knock a couple down in the first half. But I was just being a little more facilitator in the first half. I just try to get the ball towards the end of the game and just try to make some plays. I was lucky to do that.
Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey called it a complete effort.
Our ball movement, our decision making, our toughness on defense. You know, we had limited turnovers, fought them on the glass, overcame heavy foul trouble in the first half. Bench was spectacular. I mean, everybody to a man. And then coming down the stretch, we took care of the press.
Iowa improves to 7-5 in Big Ten play, 18-5 overall on the season with that victory. Also in top 25 play, fourth-ranked Gonzaga has reeled off 13 straight victories since a two-game skid dropped them from the top of the AP men's basketball poll as they clobbered San Francisco 92-62 last night. Corey Davis Jr. scored 26 points to help 12th-ranked Houston down Central Florida 77-68, and also his number 25 Cincinnati 69-64 over Memphis. The Iowa State Cyclones enter an odd portion of their schedules. They prepare to host TCU on Saturday in Big 12 play. After that game, the Cyclones will be off until a visit next Saturday to league leader Kansas.
And then we'll kind of split the week up to where I haven't looked at it. I've kind of been looking at it, but it's kind of like we'll take a Monday off and a Wednesday off and go Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Coaches can get out and recruit. Guys can get away from it and catch up on some school stuff.
That's K-State. They'll be playing next week. That's ISU coach Steve Prohm. He says the time off will allow the players to get some much-needed rest.
We do have some guys, beat up, but it's that time of year, so it's good to get guys like Nick Weiler-Babb some rest and some other guys. And then our young guys to get them in the gym and keep them up to speed and growing, because you never know when you need George Conan or, and Zoran's an older guy, but when Zoran's minutes are going to be like West Virginia where it's 16 or 18.
TCU is 4-5 in the Big 12 conference coming into this ball game tomorrow. Well, despite a rash of injuries, the Northern Iowa women are currently third in the Missouri Valley Conference standings, and they open the second half of the league race at Loyola tonight.
I'm extremely proud to be 6-3 and to be close to honestly being 7-2, considering that four out of our top nine kids are out, two of those kids being all conference kids. I think that this team has a lot of character and a lot of heart.
That's UNI coach Tanya Warren. She says Loyola will test their defense. Well, 16th-ranked Iowa Hawkeye women got 41 points from Megan Gustafson as they rolled past 19th-ranked Michigan State 86-71 last night.
Just so proud of her effort. And, again, getting double teamed, whatever, every single night and still able to get 41 points and 14 rebounds, four block shots. Just a great performance, again, by Megan.
That's Hawkeye coach Lisa Bluter. The Hawkeyes led the entire way as they avenged a loss to the Spartans in their Big Ten opener. Drake women's coach Jenny Baranchik says her team has been out of sorts as of late, but is confident the Bulldogs will regain their edge. Drake's 47-game Missouri Valley win streak was snapped at home by Missouri State last week, and the Bulldogs are currently second in the league race with an 8-1 record as they get set to host Valparaiso tonight.
We have the second toughest non-conference strength of schedule in the country. So we've had to be on since November. We have not been able to breathe. Then you get to conference and everybody circles you and everybody says, okay, you're the team that you want to beat. And so we see everybody's best shot. And we have to learn to be able to be on the entire season.
Drake toughened its non-conference schedule to boost its NCAA profile. And Baranchik says it's forced the Bulldogs to be in mid-season form from the outset. In baseball news, Hall of Famer Frank Robinson has died at the age of 83. Robinson is the only player to earn the MVP award in both leagues and became the first black manager when he took over the Cleveland Indians in 1975. He took MVP honors while helping the 1961 Reds win the National League pennant, then earned another MVP plaque while winning the Triple Crown in a World Series with the 1966 Orioles. The menacing slugger ranked fourth in Major League history with 586 home runs when he retired as a player in 1976. He worked in Major League Baseball's front office and also served as manager of the Giants, Orioles, Expos, and Nationals. Robinson had been in failing health and in hospice care at his home in the Bel Air section of Los Angeles. That's a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.